the rest of the story. In the wake of our war between the states, a wave of passionate bitterness swept the South. But not all Southerners were bitter. One Southerner was so intent upon erasing forever the Mason-Dixon line that more than a few former Confederates began thinking of him as a Yankee lover. Historian Charles Flood reports he did more than any other American to heal the bitterness between North and South. But you can imagine how most of the Confederate military felt after the war. General Jubal Early, for example, said, "I hate a Yankee this day worse than I have ever done, and my hatred is increasing every day." But in reply, this Southern Yankee lover pleaded for patience. "We shall have to suffer for a while," he said, adding that controversy would only serve to prolong angry and bitter feelings and postpone the period when reason and charity may resume their sway. Those are his words. And then the hurting South began to listen. And then the North began to listen. Word spread there was a man from Virginia who was speaking out against the scattered aftermath of violence in the southern states and was calling for calm and calling for mutual understanding and calling for reconciliation. In Poughkeepsie, New York, students at the Eastman Business College actually formed a fan club for this Virginian Yankee lover. The members corresponded with their hero, humbly offering him an honorary membership in their association, and the Yankee lover, delighted, accepted. Subsequently, an editorial in the Evansville, Indiana Daily Sentinel sincerely urged his nomination for the presidency of the reunited states. In the opinion of that publication, he'd be the perfect Democratic nominee in the upcoming 1868 elections. Meanwhile, this gentleman from Virginia continued to salve the wounds. He mingled with discontented fellow Southerners. He sought to soothe them. To one hating, hurting Confederate widow, he said, "Madam, do not train up your children in hostility to the government of the United States. Remember, we are all one country now. Dismiss from your mind all sectional feelings and bring your children up to be Americans." End quote. Other honors included an invitation to address 30,000 admirers in Massachusetts and an invitation to the White House for a meeting with the president. There is no extant record of that private discussion in the White House between the Yankee lover and the Yankee leader. And thus is history poorer. For the President of the United States at that time was Ulysses S. Grant. And he was former commander of the Union forces. And the gentle Virginian, who it is said did more than any other American to heal the bitterness between North and South. The Confederate peacemaker with his own fan club in Poughkeepsie. The Southern master of diplomacy whom many Northerners wanted to run for post-war president. He instead became president of Washington College in Lexington, Virginia, to educate Southern youth into a spirit of loyalty to the new conditions. He gave the South his best. And he gave the Union the rest of his life. Robert E. Lee. And now you know the rest of the story.